Alan Toussaint was a prolific producer and songwriter. Back in 1986, he told All Things Considered that he could write a song from the scraps of a joke, snippets of conversation, or as he did in that moment, fashion writer's block into verse.
If I needed a plot badly and nothing came, I would use, well, how do you write a song? Do you make it short? Do you make it long? Is there any rights? Is there any wrong? Just how do you write a song? That's the first verse. How do you write a song? Do you make it short or do you make it long?
Toussaint died yesterday, shortly after a performance in Madrid. He was 77. Earlier today, we reached Gwen Tompkins, host of Music Inside Out at WWNO in New Orleans, and I asked her about the reaction there.
The news came overnight, so people woke up to what they thought was a really bad dream, that Alan Toussaint has died, that he died away from his beloved New Orleans, that we are not going to see him again. This is a terrible day.
Of course, he's so deeply tied to the city itself, and people may not realize that part of that comes from his legacy in R&B. How did his music kind of grow and change from there?
Alan Toussaint's music began with sort of regional record labels here in New Orleans, where he sort of helped define the New Orleans R&B sound, the sound of the 1960s and the early 1970s. But that sound, it morphed because he became so popular. He became a hit maker. You know, he was writing for Lee Dorsey and for Irma Thomas and for Ernie K. Doe and Benny Spellman and all these artists who came from here. But soon there were artists who were coming from everywhere who wanted to work with him.
You mentioned Lee Dorsey. Talk about the work that Toussaint did with him.
You know, that was a very special relationship. Lee Dorsey had all the time in the world for Toussaint because Toussaint seemed to really understand him. They were great, great, great friends. And so one of the great hits that Toussaint wrote for Lee Dorsey was Working in a Coal Mine. And Toussaint, who never really cared very much for his voice, always liked it best when somebody else was singing his song. So you can actually, when you're listening to Lee Dorsey sing Working in a Coal Mine, you can still actually hear Alan Toussaint singing back up.
Working in a coal mine. Going down, 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 working in a coal mine, about to step down, working in a coal mine, going down, 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 working in a coal mine, about to slip down.
Mr. Toussaint grew up in New Orleans. He was self-taught initially, taught himself how to play the piano. And while he has such a legacy as a producer and an arranger and, of course, a songwriter, what do you think his legacy will be as a pianist?
He clearly believed that New Orleans had something to say to the world musically. And he was right, because everyone came running to perform with him, to ask him for a song, to ask him to arrange for them, to ask him to produce their material.
He was also your friend. And how will you remember him?
This is a man who drove a Rolls Royce, who sometimes went out to dinner in wearing a huge diamond-encrusted medallion, but who was always looking for an opportunity to help a stranger. And so while we are all going to be listening to his music forever, I think we're also going to remember what a deeply humane person Alan Toussaint was.
Gwen Tompkins, thank you so much for taking the time out to remember Alan Toussaint as a person and his music.
Thank you so much, Audie.
That's Gwen Tompkins, host of Music Inside Out at WWNO.